Amazon is back in the news for a couple of reasons this week. First, months after the New York Times published that article describing a brutal workplace culture, the online retailer Amazon has published an official response. If this were a duel, you could say they have slapped the Times with their gloves. It is on. And Amazon is also getting some attention for filing a lawsuit against more than 1,000 fake online reviewers. So let's get up to date with our weekly guide to the world in tech, Recode. And he bubbles up. Jason Del Rey, senior editor at Recode. Jason, hi.
How are you?
I'm good, but boy, let's remind people, this original article in the New York Times, the Jacques, if you will, they described like a Hunger Games. Tell us just a little more about what the Times was saying about what was happening at Amazon.
Sure. So the Times described a workplace culture that may be the norm to some people in Silicon Valley, but to most of America, perhaps not, in which just a really tough place to work. And the Times anecdotes described especially tough place to work for people going through personal life crises. And people with families.
Yeah. So people crying at work, working days without end, said they were getting strafed by their colleagues in these feedback forums. But now tell us about the rebuttal. It's called What the New York Times Didn't Tell You. Who wrote it and what does he say?
Sure. So the rebuttal was written and published by Jay Carney, formerly of the Obama administration, hired by Amazon early this year to shake up and run its PR operation, and also a former longtime journalist. And in it, he questioned sort of the motives of the New York Times reporters, as well as the credibility of some of their named sources, including one in which he claims this source of the New York Times was asked to leave Amazon after an internal investigation turned up some wrongdoing on his part.
Yeah, they say
it was super aggressive, especially for a company in the limelight like Amazon.
Yeah, this person, by the way, that they questioned, this source, was the one who said, I'm reading your article here, who said the famous line, nearly every person I worked with I saw cry at their desk. That stuck out for people. And so Jay Carney's saying, well, actually, he was fired for falsifying business records. But that's a pretty big claim. You know, that's criminal. What did the New York Times say?
So first I'll say this former employee did not respond to many requests for comment from me. The Times says they spoke to him and he denies and does not remember any these claims against him which would indicate he would have a lawsuit, a decent lawsuit chance against Amazon if they made this stuff up.
Yeah.
The whole thing is just bizarre. And I think a lot of people thought if Amazon wanted to do this, they should have done it maybe 6 or 7 weeks ago, right after the article ran. 2 months later, perhaps they're just raising the issue of their workplace again when many people may have forgotten about it.
Right. Well, we'll see. I mean, it's not going to end, you know, so they'll be ping-ponging back and forth. But meanwhile, Amazon also filed a lawsuit this week against more than 1,000 online reviewers. If you don't use Amazon, these are the people who, you know, rate the product with stars and things. What's going on there?
So the review system on Amazon is one of the most critical parts of the shopping experience and plays a big role in how successful they've been over the years. Amazon decided that they've had enough of fake reviews and feel like they really threaten the credibility of the whole service. And so they're going after people who sell the service of writing fake reviews or at least publishing fake reviews for a few dollars. And they're going to sue them. Right now they're John Doe's. They haven't identified them, but they seem serious about at least putting a dent in the scourge of fake reviews as they see it on their site.
Well, for people who are hearing about this for the first time, like, what? You know, that barbecue, that was a fake review. You say for a few dollars. How does it work?
So there were some companies setting up, you know, websites in which they would just advertise these services. But this time, people will post a listing on a marketplace like Fiverr, which is $5 for different tasks. And they will say to a merchant, write your own review. I will publish it myself, so it's a different IP address, so Amazon can't track it to you. And I'll say whatever you want me to say. And if you want, you can even send me an empty package so that Amazon registers me as a verified reviewer, meaning I received a package and should be a real reviewer.
Can we trust no one? But why? I mean, it must add up because $5 a, you know, why would you write something like that? Why would you bother for $5?
Well, the implication is that a lot of this is coming from people outside of the U.S., where $5
can
is
go further.
Can go a long way, and pretty easy thing to do.
Wow! So Amazon suing those people, also fending off the barbs coming back at them from Amazon. Pretty embattled company right now. Jason Del Rey, senior editor at Recode. Thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.